Question 13. We are all bound by something. A little something or a big something holds each of us back. Maybe it's many things. It's in the work of overcoming those things that we grow in virtue and we become holier. If it's working towards a health goal, we become holy by way of the virtue of discipline and becoming a better steward of our own bodies, which are truly our temples of the Holy Spirit. If we're working at overcoming a habitual sin, we become holy by way of pruning that part of ourselves and hopefully fertilizing something greater, utilizing things like confession and putting things in place that keep us from returning to that sin. Christ came to set us free in so many ways, certainly from the burden of sin and Satan, and also from ourselves. He can help us get out of our own way, so give him all of your excuses. Lay your excuses at the foot of the cross, and then get to work on who God is calling you to be. Lay the excuses at the foot of the cross, and then ask Jesus, now what do I do? What direction do I go? Got to kind of clear out the clutter first, and then ask, where do I get to work? So this does require that you attempt to communicate with him and then listen for his input. So take in today's question and then spend the rest of your walk leaning into a conversation with Christ. I leave you with Christ's question from Luke chapter 13, verse 16. Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her? Again, then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?